It's 6 o'clock, time for dinner. Do you know where your port came from? The Youth Port Quality Assurance Plus program is trying to answer that very question for consumers. This is Gracie Hurley for ABN Radio Network. The Youth Port Quality Assurance Plus program started in 1989 as a voluntary educational program. It helped to prevent volatile drug residue, increase food safety awareness, and increase awareness of proper animal care. It now focuses on teaching young producers the importance of food safety and animal well-being. This program has 10 specific good production practices for farmers to follow throughout the production of their swine. It emphasizes an effective herd health management plan, having a valid vet-client-patient relationship, the identification of all animals, maintenance of medical records, proper drug storage, assuring the meat is free of drug residue, proper feed production, developing caretaking training programs, and correct care of swine to improve the well-being of the animal. Many packers, county and state fairs, and livestock shows require a Youth Port Quality Assurance Plus certification. This ensures all meat going into the market is of proper quality. This is important because the United States produces about 950 million pounds of pork in exports alone over a three-month period. Any decision made by the producer will affect the quality and food safety of their pork. This program emphasizes having a good vet-client-patient relationship and using the medication administered by a vet to its proper standard, not using off-label use, which is illegal. With the help of the Youth Port Quality Assurance Plus program, consumers can be sure that they are getting the highest quality of the other white meat, free of residue, safe for consumption. This program will ensure youth producers will be well educated for years to come. For ABN Radio Network, this is Gracie Hurley. Thanks for listening. Have a nice dinner.